This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today and another great September weekend. And we got a big show for you this week. My first guest is my friend Jeff Sutzik. Jeff is the president of Johnny Carson Productions, and we're going to reminisce about the good old days with The Tonight Show and Johnny and Ed. Later on, from the Velocity Channel and NASCAR, Ray Everham will be here. We're going to be talking about cauliflower. You heard me right, with Gail Becker. Next hour, from Happy Days fame, Anson Williams. And from the man from Uncle, David Callum will be joining us. Author Peter Vronsky has penned a book called Sons of Cain, History of Serial Killers. Fascinating story. And then we're going to talk about an important aspect of school buses with our friend Tucker Perkins. And that's all coming up this week, the next 2 hours with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause. We'll have our show start off with Jeff Sutzik.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK. 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 That's 844-972-BACK.
You know, some things you just don't get tired of. That music and what that music indicated was coming up. And that's The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And we have a very special guest on our show right now. It's a gentleman who was responsible for putting Johnny Carson back on DVD long after he has passed away. And something has happened in the media business that really, for once, is going my way. I've been waiting for this for a long, long time, as millions of others. And that is the fact that more video is now going to be available of the great Johnny Carson. Joining us right now is a gentleman very close to him, president of Carson Entertainment, and he also is the nephew of Johnny Carson. Joining us is Jeff Sutzing. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm fine. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. And I've got to tell you something. Me, like millions of Americans, not only across the country but around the world, miss your uncle, and I know you hear that every single day, as we did when I was with Ed touring the country with the Memories of The Tonight Show.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I appreciate that.
And I went on the website now, johnnycarson.com. This is unbelievable. Tell us about what you have done that have made this big news for everybody in the entertainment business.
Well, the thing that makes this really unique is the fact that the entire library is now searchable. It was recorded on 2-inch videotape originally, and then 1-inch videotape, transferred to Beta SP, and in the process of trying to preserve the library recently, and we had the idea if we could tie a transcription to the video, then you would be able to type in a phrase or an individual and find it immediately, and that's what we've done. It's great.
You cannot believe how many emails I've gotten in the last 24 hours telling me to go to the site because they know what a big fan I was of the show. Oh. And the amazing part about it is that this morning I'm watching all these clips, and my assistant comes in and says, "What are you doing?" And I says, "For once in my life, I am starting my day off right. What are you kidding me?" Now, there's also another site called licensing.johnnycarson.com. Tell us about that.
Well, the site is really two sites. It's a home video DVD site with selected segments and individual shows that are for sale to the public. And the clip licensing site is really for the broadcast media. And the clip licensing site enables industry professionals to go through the site and search and license clips. At the moment, it's not available to the general public for just for entertaining viewing, but it will be within the next month or so. It's going to happen very quickly.
Now, this is a gold mine, and speaking about a gold mine, actually it was stored in a mine, wasn't it? It was stored in a salt mine in Kansas.
It's all stored in Hutchinson, Kansas, in a salt mine 230 feet below the surface, constant air temperature, constant humidity, fireproof, floodproof. It's just, it's a fascinating facility. I've gone out there and seen it.
Now, you were born in Philadelphia. I was a Pennsylvania boy, so we have something in common. Moved out to California, and then you just took, like, summer jobs answering the phones and the Tonight Show and when it was in Burbank, and you went on to be a production assistant, then an associate producer, then won an Emmy in 1992 for the Bette Midler Robin Williams show, which was fantastic, and then president of Carson Productions, and very close to your uncle.
Yeah, I was really fortunate. You know, not only was he was my employer and my uncle, he was my friend. And we shared a lot of great moments together, and I had a tremendous respect for the work that he did and worked very hard to preserve it. And now to make it accessible is something that I'm very happy to be a part of.
Well, I tell you something. You have made a portion of my life very, very happy, not only doing this, but when you permitted Ed to use some of those clips in our stage show. Ed thought the world of you. I got to tell you that, Jeff. He never wanted to do anything unless he checked with you, especially after the passing of your uncle.
Well, he was very nice in that regard. He did not need to do that, but he would call me from time to time and say, "I'm going to play at this theater, or I want to do this type of production. Can we use this?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, of course. He's such a big part of the show. He could do whatever he wanted."
Yeah. It's amazing is that the morning that you called him to tell him of your uncle's death, the first call he made was to me, and I didn't take the call because I thought he might have been dialing the wrong number because there's 3 hours difference and it was so early.
Exactly.
So I waited about an hour and I called him back and I said, "What did you dial wrong?" And then he told me, of course, the very, very sad news. Let's talk about the tapes that were from 1962 when NBC owned the show. What happened to those? Because I heard a story, well, he told me one time, the fact that those tapes were actually not knowing that the show was going to go on to be what it was for 30 years and huge even afterwards, that NBC used to tape over the earlier tapes. They didn't think that they were worth anything.
No, exactly. I mean, at that time, there were no home video, there was no syndication, no cable, and tape was expensive. It was a few hundred dollars per night in the 60s. So when the Tonight Show moved to New York, moved from New York to Los Angeles in 1972, they decided to do an anniversary special compilation show, and it realized that the first 10 years of the show were gone, and no one could figure out where they went. And if you go back to these old original reels, and you look inside the reel, there's a pass sheet, and it says, "Tonight Show, 1964, Tonight Show, 1966, NBC Nightly News, 1968, Hullabaloo, Shindig," and then the last show, and that's where it went.
Now, did they preserve the first one, Groucho Marx and everything?
You know, they did not, but fortunately, a viewer recorded the audio from that show and sent it to Johnny years ago, and we do have that. It's not on our site, but I do have a copy of that.
Well, and it's a shame, too, because there were a lot of classic shows. There were some black and white shows out of New York that were taped, apparently, as you alluded to, because I remember him doing a little dance with, was it Ella Fitzgerald?
That was with
Della Reese.
Not Della Reese.
Somebody.
Louis Belson's wife. Who was Louis Belson's wife?
Louis Belson's right. That's exactly right. Now, I can't remember that.
Pearl Bailey.
There you go.
And what the Kinescope envelopes is what those are. Those were actually the negatives that were made as a copy for guests. And in the 60s, if you wanted to have a copy of your performance from The Tonight Show, you had a film made of the segment, and then you threaded up your film projector, and you played it against the wall, if you can believe that.
Yeah, no, I remember. I remember people doing that. Now, Jeff, the last time we talked, I mentioned to you the fact that I thought that it would be a unique idea for a cable channel to air Johnny's Tonight Show against Today's Tonight Show at the same time. And since the last time we spoke, they have done that. Antenna TV, which is part of a cable franchise that I think Spectrum carries, airs it every night, 11:30 Eastern Time. I watch that show every evening. It's the hour show Monday through Friday, and then the hour and a half show on Saturday and Sunday. And I'm sure that the reason more people are not watching it is because there's probably not that many people that are aware of that cable channel. And if they were, the show would be huge.
Well, I think the audience is very fragmented now, and that's pretty dated material. And we've been off the air, so you're going to look at material that's generally 25 years old, 30 years old.
I think Johnny, if he was alive, would say, "Hey, I already did it, and I went away on top, and that's the way I'm going to stay."
Oh, that's exactly right.
Jeff Sutzing is our guest. He is the president of Carson Entertainment. JohnnyCarson.com is where you have to go. It's a brand new addition to 30 years of the great Tonight Show with the giant, the king, Johnny Carson.
Today was the first meeting back in Washington of President Carter and the president-elect Ronald Reagan. They met in the Oval Office, and the bad news was that the two of them together couldn't figure out why bread is a dollar a loaf. That was just kind of a, what you call an economy joke.
Economy?
And what?
No, sir.
Yes, yes, it was.
Economy laugh.
Yeah. I'm going to give me a small economy announcer, too. You know, they come in smaller sizes.
I know.
When you get a shot, for some reason they don't give it to you in the arm. They give it to you, as you know. I guess, well, why do they do that?
I don't know. What are you looking at me for?
What?
I'm not a doctor.
Well, no, but I mean, when you get a shot, you don't get it in the arm. You usually get it in the gluteus maximus.
Yes.
I guess, that area.
There's more of that than there is of your arm.
There certainly is of yours. You brought it up.
I know.
You know who's coming out of retirement? Said he wasn't going to come out of retirement? Muhammad Ali said he is coming out of retirement again. But he's going to fight again. The reason he is coming out of retirement, he needs $2 million for his divorce settlement. Then his wife is going to retire undefeated. This is a beautiful weekend out here.
Love
it. I mean, absolutely great in Southern California. Yesterday in Malibu, it was so hot that George Hamilton's sun reflector burned a hole in a Goodyear blimp. I saved a life this morning.
Oh.
Japanese tourists got hung up on my electric fence, and I turned the power down to simmer.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You sound good tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, last night we had a lowbrow. Well, I shouldn't say that. Oh, they're gone. Why not? It was a kind of a low. It looked out during the monologue, and a lady in the third row was waxing her legs with mop and glow.
It's Ron Sedgy today. I've been in the broadcasting business now almost 7 decades, but a man who surpassed broadcasting expectations far as length of time was concerned was Johnny Carson, who was on The Tonight Show for 30 years, in addition to 4 years before that on Who Do You Trust, and then, of course, writing for Red Skelton and being very close with Jack Benny. Joining us right now is the nephew and the president of Carson Entertainment, Jeff Sutzing, and Jeff is talking about JohnnyCarson.com, where you can go now and get all these great clips. And, of course, they're still going to have the series of DVD releases too, right, Jeff?
That's right, Ron.
I'm sure that you've been asked this a million times, but your uncle was a very private person, wasn't he?
Yep, very much so.
He really, around small crowds, didn't shine like he did when he was in front of 10 million people.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I think that he was uncomfortable in a crowd.
Yeah.
He was a genuinely funny guy, though.
Yeah, something that amazed me, and I was just talking to one of the people from Graceland just the other day, is when you go down into the recreation room of Elvis Presley's home in Memphis, Tennessee, he has three televisions there.
Right.
And all three televisions, he got this idea from LBJ, apparently, all three TVs are running the best of The Tonight Show.
How funny is that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I mentioned it to my friend, the late Joe Esposito, whether that really happened or not. He said, oh, boy, he watched Johnny Carson every night. He wouldn't miss it, you know, unless he was on tour or something. And on all three of those videos is The Tonight Show the best of. It's unbelievable.
Oh, that's interesting. I love that. Well, you know, it's such it's Americana. It is what people relate to at 11:30 at night for so many years.
Yes, it almost camped off a day of tension, whether you were in business or school, whatever the case may be. It was just a light way to go to bed. And the fact that he was able to do that,
right,
and not have, of course, times have changed, but any direction of blue humor was amazing. I mean, listening to these clips that were playing on the show, he'd just take it up to the envelope and then know where to stop.
Oh, he knew exactly where to stop. He had a great sense of the middle of the road and how to not offend people. He had a terrific comedic sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, like he, you are a pilot, right?
I am.
What do you fly, by the way? Because I'm kind of interested in airplanes.
I have a Cessna 182.
Oh, do you really?
Uh-huh. It's a new airplane, and my wife and I fly it all over the country. We love it.
Oh, wow. Do you ever come down to Orlando?
You know, I haven't been south, but I actually want to go to the Bahamas, and I'd love to go to Orlando.
Well, you need to stop over here and be our guest, you and your wife. Speaking about the Orlando area and the Florida area, I know your uncle had a boat down here every once in a while. What about the two sons? What are they doing right now?
He has a son who lives in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm,
and he has another son who lives in Florida. I'm not sure exactly where, but near Orlando.
Near Orlando. I think it's in the Fort Lauderdale area, isn't it?
In fact, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
Now, did he miss leaving the spotlight because Ed told me many times that he just didn't miss being in the spotlight anymore because he said, I did it. I kind of got the impression that NBC wanted him to be the elder statesman, much like Bob Hope was, but he just didn't want to do it anymore.
You know, I think he really missed being in the spotlight, but he felt that there was a time to go, and he didn't want to be someone who had stayed too long. And the fact that people would stop him on the street and say to him, we miss you so much, there's nobody like you, he would then say to me, that you can't get any better than that. I'm not going to screw that up.
No, and that's absolutely the case. Timing in comedy is everything, and he knew what to do in his career as far as timing was concerned, and he did it with grace, which he did 30 years of television with. Now, typing in a single name, word, or phrase into a search engine, a producer or anyone could really thumbnail any term or clip or guest that they want, can't they?
Well, again, I need to make it clear that that's not for the public at the moment. That's for the broadcast industry. But yes, you can type in Ronald Reagan, and not only do you see the times that he appeared on the show, I think it was when he was the governor of California.
Right.
But you also see any time that someone mentioned Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm. and it's fascinating. And within a month, that will be available to the public. There's been a jump on the fact that that is part of the clip licensing site, and that is really a wonderful feature.
A lot of the clips that we remember were in movies like Fargo, Talk to Me, Watchmen. I mean, you must get... I would imagine that you are just inundated year after year with people wanting to use these clips for different things, and I congratulate you on being very specific on who you give these things to, because they are chunks of gold.
Well, they are, and the way that they used the segments of the show in Talk to Me was a great reflection of the way the show looked in New York. It was flattering, and I love to see the show used like that. That's terrific.
Yeah, it's used with respect and dignity, which is the way it should be used. What do you think your uncle would have said about the fiasco over The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien and the fact that The Tonight Show was brought back to New York starring Jimmy Fallon, where it all started, going back to when Steve Allen was hosting it back in the late 50s.
Oh, man. I'm sure that he would have a whole ear for me, but I'm not really sure what that would be. But he would find that very interesting.
Well, I think he would too. Well, I got to tell you something, Jeff. I take this as an immense compliment that you joined us on the show today. I really do. I have to be honest. I've been in the broadcasting business a long time. I have never said this to anyone, not even the pals of Elvis Presley. Okay, but I envy you. I envy you that you were close to such a magnificent performer and such a legend as Johnny Carson, because, and I told that to Ed too, I said that to be in his presence had to be a real trip.
Well, that's very nice, Ron, and yeah, I'm a very lucky guy. I was able to stand very close to a guy who was at the top of his profession. It was great. It was wonderful.
He was literally the best, and that Midwestern smile, that innocent boy look, and that very quick mind made it all 100% Johnny Carson.
True, true.
Okay, the website is johnnycarson.com. Go to it now. It is terrific. And our guest has been the president of Carson Entertainment, and that is Johnny's nephew, Jeff Sotsing. Jeff, thank you so much, and please take me up on my invitation to stop down here and visit us, okay?
I will do that, Ron. Thank you very much.
Jeff, thank you, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's enjoy some of Johnny's bits right now.
That's kind of a sad. I hate to bring sad, but, it's my job to report what's going on in the country. And a man who visits this show very frequently, one of my favorite guests, who was in the paper today, Dr. Carl Sagan, the world-famed astronomer, after 12 years, is getting divorced from his wife. Now, I hate to hear things like that. And that's possible that's going to cost him billions and billions. Look, there are a lot of things to do here in Burbank. A lot of fascinating sights. Have you been up to the Vista Point on Mulholland Drive?
Oh.
Vista Point, Mulholland. You drive up there, you give a quarter to a valley girl, she lets you look in her ear. And out the other ear, you can see the entire San Fernando.
In
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
USA Radio News.
Thousands of people living near North Carolina's rising rivers were ordered evacuated as Tropical Storm Florence practically sat still and poured on the rain. One of the bigger concerns is the Cape Fear River in Fayetteville, where Mitch Colvin is mayor.
The worst is yet to come. Get to higher ground now. Once floodwaters rise, it will be hard to come to your rescue.
The U.S. Coast Guard is using helicopters to lift scores of people from rooftops and swamped vehicles. At least 9 deaths are blamed on Florence. Charleston had evacuation orders lifted, but they're still in effect further on up the coast. Meteorologist John Qualarello is with the National Weather Service in Columbia.
For us, by no means is the risk for flash flooding over. The potential for heavy rains will continue through tomorrow and into the first part of the upcoming week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Now, let's face it, okay, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm a car buff. And I am very excited about the second season of a TV show that I love. It's called Americarna on Velocity. Joining us right now is its host and our friend and NASCAR great, Ray Everham. Hi, Ray. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Ron. Great to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm doing sensational. Thank you. And I'm so happy that this great show, Americarna, is back on Velocity. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. We're really excited, too. I've got the best job in the world to be able to go around and find these incredible cars and tell their story and then be able to put it in a format to share with other people. It's for a car lover, it's the best job in the world.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Now, here's the reason I am very, very excited about the second season, the first episode, because you're going into territory that I'm very familiar with. You were responsible for taking the 1973 Stutz Blackhawk of Elvis Presley, the last automobile that he drove, the last picture taken was in that car going into Graceland after a dentist appointment, and you brought it up to speed so that you could give it to Dale Earnhardt Jr. to drive around the Charlotte Motor Speedway. You got to tell me about this experience now, because I have, as I mentioned to you before we went on the air, a Stutz Blackhawk.
Well, I'll tell you, amazing story about that car leading us to another car as well. When we got a call about preserving Elvis's last car that he drove, so didn't want to restore it. They wanted to keep it as close to the night Elvis drove it as they could,
right.
And they wanted another star to drive it publicly. So who better than the Elvis of NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr., to drive it? But
right.
what an incredible time working with the people at Graceland to get this done. And then while we were down there filming, we find out that there's a warehouse where there's a truck that Elvis drove in and out of Graceland. He used to sneak in and out the back gate in this truck. The truck was unrestored, still had Elvis's handwriting on the dash in radio stations, in a warehouse filled with a lot of Elvis's artifacts and personal items that people had never seen before. So it was just an unbelievable time down there, and we learned a lot about the Stutz Blackhawk. So that's pretty cool that you've got one, because the coolest guys, they were like the cool cars. The Rat Pack had them, Elvis had them.
Right.
Evel Knievel had one.
Right.
So you're in some pretty rare company.
Well, I got a whole write-up of it here in my studio. Did you deal with Angie Marchese over at Graceland?
I did,
yeah.
Yes.
She's a
great,
great
person. Her, Regina, Walt Holyfield was the man who led the preservation, who was just a Pontiac expert. So working with all those people was really amazing.
Now, here's the amazing part about that story is that the first one he bought, he wrecked. Well, he didn't. Somebody was taking it to a
right.
car wash wrecked it.
Yeah.
And they couldn't replace the headlights on it, Ray, because they didn't have any spare parts, so they put Chrysler Imperial headlights on that car.
I did not know that.
No, the first one, not the one that you saw. Just today, I received a Nardi steering wheel that we're going to put on the car, because mine didn't come with a Nardi wheel. But it was a great car. Now, let me ask you about this. Did you see at that museum, and take any footage of, I think it was like a banana yellow 62 Lincoln Town Car?
Did not. You know, we didn't. We spent time in the museum. We shot some standard stuff. Where we went, the behind the scenes, that warehouse, well, there weren't, there was not access really to the public. But I will tell you that in that museum or that warehouse, there are several cars that belong to Elvis, boats, motorcycles, things that golf carts, Harley Davidson, stuff that you've only seen in some of Elvis's home videos.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking about that Continental is because when that car was purchased, it was brought to my home, and I stored it for 6 months in my garage. And it was pretty cool on a Sunday morning going for a ride. They'd have killed me if they found this out. In Elvis's Continental.
Well, they just did.
Now, tell me to what degree you restored it, because I know, as you mentioned and alluded to earlier, the fact that you wanted it to stay in its most pristine condition, so you didn't, like, redo seat covers and stuff like that. You just kind of got it ready to go on the speedway, right?
Correct. And again, Walt Holyfield was the gentleman who led the restoration on that and carefully kept every bit of every DNA in bags, every piece that came off it. What they really did was, and you'll see this on the episode, how they used a scope to go down and check the engine and really carefully fired this thing up after all the years of sitting and kept every nut and bolt that they had to be replaced together, did not go crazy cleaning the interior and the paint and,
right.
and things like that. They wanted to keep the car as original as they could with as the night that Elvis drove it. And that and Walt and his group did a fantastic job doing that as well. So the car is not restored. It's just preserved.
Well, how cool is that? Well, I have always wanted one. I wanted one from 1970 when he bought his first one. And 3 years ago, I found a 75, and I couldn't be happier. It's the favorite car I've ever had. Believe me when I tell you that. I love this car. Now, you've got the Band of Brothers, the history of the Owens Corning Vet. Tell us about some of the episodes, because they're sensational, and this is just great that you're back for another season.
Well, thank you. We're excited, certainly, about it. You know, Velocity is kind of the one-stop shopping for people that love the car culture. But the Band of Brothers Corvette, the Owens Corning Corvette, may be the winningest Corvette in racing history, but it was actually raced by a group of young engineers and people who worked at General Motors, who General Motors wasn't officially racing back that time, so they couldn't get a lot of support. They built this car on their own with the help of Zorakis Duntoff, and what we call lunchbox parts or high-duty service parts that were not actually classified racing parts, and built this car and took on the best that Europe had to offer at places like the Daytona 24 Hours and Sebring 12 Hour, and won. They beat Alphas and Ferraris, and they beat drivers like Pete Revson and Mario Andretti and people like that. So just a great, great story. Also a really cool story on fiberglass cars and how the fiberglass car craze was very inspirational to designers after World War II, one of those guys being Harley Earl, and how a small fiberglass manufacturer actually inspired the design of the Corvette. We did a show on the history of the Mustang, which was pretty incredible. We found the lady who bought the very first Mustang, actually a day and a half before it was unveiled at the New York World's Fair. This lady, school teacher, bought this Mustang convertible, and she still has it today. So,
oh my God.
Again, around America, there's these hidden gems that pop up every day.
Really? She's had it for 50 years?
Oh, she's had it, and it's actually an amazing
51.
Story on how she walked in there. She talked the guy into buying the car, and then they found out that it was sold before that they were even unveiled at the World's Fair. And Ford, the people at Ford have shown and documented that this is 100% the first Mustang ever sold.
Do you go back?
Still has it.
Do you go back to some of Carroll Shelby's Mustangs too?
Oh, we went through some of those. I actually spent some time with the Boss Mustang that Larry Shinoda, as you know, was responsible for the Boss Mustang, but he's the same designer that led the program on the 1963 split-window Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went and saw Parnelli Jones, had him talk about how important the Boss Mustang was to Trans Am racing. So, again, we travel around and get people to talk about different things. Found the 1965 Bronner Hawk that Mario Andretti drove in his rookie year and went and interviewed Mario about that particular car. The 1958 Chevy that Ron Howard drove in American Graffiti. And then we've had, guys, for some of our younger audience, Jerry Horton, the lead guitarist from Papa Roach, and their music so inspired by Hot Rods. And he's just got this beautiful 1951 Mercury that was inspired by music and some of the Hot Rod things. So just a very diverse group of people are involved in the car culture.
Now, do you ever get to Orlando, Ray?
I go to Orlando, sure, absolutely. I'll be headed down that way. Believe it or not, I spend some of my time now in Amelia Island. It's not that far from Orlando.
No, I go there for car shows.
There's a big one coming up that will be at there, at the Concours.
Stay on the line with me, because we got to talk. All right, first of all, I want you to come down and visit with me, because maybe you can change the oil or something on my studs. But I need to talk to you about something else, and I congratulate you on season number 2 of Americana. It's going to be on Velocity, and its host is our guest, Ray Everham. And, Ray, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to that Elvis and the whole season. Okay, my friend?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And, by the way, a little side note, the Stutz Blackhawk that we were talking about, the 1973, also was not Elvis's second Stutz. He had an all 5. Gave 3 of them away. And up to the point that he bought a Stutz Blackhawk, prior to that, his favorite cars were, of course, Cadillacs. All kinds of Cadillacs. He had Cadillacs everywhere. Gave them all away. Want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com. When you get there, there's an icon on the homepage that if you hit it, you and I can become friends on Facebook. And also, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And we'll be right back with more.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
AL across the United States and around the world. Well, our next guest has quite a story. I mean, she was a busy, busy lady. Not that she isn't busy now, but listen to some of the things she's done. She served as president of strategic partnerships and global integration at Edelman. She was the chair of the Global Women's Executive Network, vice president of communications at Warner Brothers. She was director of communications for the Department of Health and Human Services and press liaison for the Clinton-Gore campaign. And she was in this business for a long time as on the air broadcast journalist in Washington, D.C., and she dropped it all to find a company called Collie Power. Joining us right now is Gail Becker. Hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. That's quite a corporate resume that you have there, and you let it all go for Collie Power. You got to tell me what Collie Power is.
Well, it's a little crazy when you say it like that, to be honest with you. But, one of the reasons I was very blessed and had a nice career in corporate America, but there was something missing. And I think what was missing was my chance to have an impact on people and some small impact on society. And one of the ways I thought to do that was really inspired by my kids. I'm the mother of two boys with celiac disease. They were diagnosed at such a young age that there was no gluten-free food in the store. If they wanted a birthday cake or a loaf of bread, I'd have to make it from scratch. And over the years, the industry started to bring in a lot of food, but what I began to notice about that food is it contained more fat, sugar, salt, and calories and less nutrients. And so I sort of waited for the industry to do something about it, and they never did. I got tired of waiting, so I just decided, you know what, I'm going to do it myself.
Well, now, both your sons have it. Is this hereditary?
It is a hereditary condition. I don't have it, and their father doesn't have it, but it can skip a generation, so it can be hereditary, yes. It's an autoimmune disorder.
What are the chances of both of your sons having it, though? That's what the ironic part about it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty common for both kids to have it because obviously they share the same genetics. So, but we were surprised. Like, we'd never even heard of celiac disease, and quite frankly, it took the doctors a long time to diagnose it.
Now, for those people who don't know what celiac disease is,
it's an autoimmune disorder whereby your body actually can't process gluten, so it can have a lot of negative impacts. I mean, you know, obviously the celiac community, you know, really cannot eat gluten. There are a lot of people, though, today who choose not to eat gluten for one reason or another, right, or who may be gluten intolerant or gluten sensitive or what have you. So the gluten-free community is a rather large one today. But having said that, you know, I think one of the insights that sort of led me to this product was when my kids were little and their friends would come over and, you know, it was time to make frozen pizzas, my sons would be quite insistent that I not give the gluten-free pizzas to their friends because they were embarrassed. They were embarrassed of the way they looked and the way they tasted. And the insight to me then, although I didn't tap into it again until many years later, was why can't we just eat the same thing? Like, wouldn't it be great if we could all just share from the same plate, even if we have different reasons for doing so? Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to just have something healthier with less calories. Maybe you want to eat gluten-free. Maybe you just want a great-tasting pizza. But whatever your reason, we can all share from the same plate. And that was really the heart and soul of Collie Power.
As I told you before we went on the air, a member of my family suffers from that. And it's sad because, you know, we sit down to have spaghetti or pizza or whatever it is, and the poor little guy looks at this and says, what can I have, you know? Tell us what happens if you're allergic to gluten and you eat it.
Well, you know, there's a difference. I think it depends on what you have. So if you have celiac disease, it can be quite serious, and there doesn't necessarily have to be an immediate reaction, but it can be for people who are gluten intolerant or gluten sensitive. It can just be they don't feel as good. They feel lethargic. Their stomach, or their people who have stomach issues. There are also a lot of kids today that they've discovered that behavioral issues can be traced back to too much gluten in the diet. And so we have a lot of people, for instance, from the autism community who enjoy our pizzas because the kids seem to react better to gluten-free products. So there's a whole variety of people, reasons why people choose them. But to be honest, most of our fans come from people who either just love the taste or who are looking for a better option, a healthier option, less calories, less fat, less sugar.
Well, I've had gluten-free pasta. It's tastes great to me, and I'm Italian, so very fuzzy about that.
Well, there you go. Well, then we need to get you some pizza.
There you go. Now, tell us about this. Tell us about the Cully Power pizza.
So we launched about a year and a half ago with four SKUs, four different flavors. Today we have six. We're in 15,000 stores. We are sold in every state in the country, and we're the number one gluten-free pizza in the U.S., the number one cauliflower crust pizza in the U.S., and the fastest-growing pizza brand in the country.
That's unbelievable. How old are your sons?
Well, they're older now. One is 20, and the other is 15.
See, the reason I asked that question is because the member of our family is a youngster, 5 years old, and they're watching, and I keep saying, at some point, he's going to go out on a date, he's going to do something, and it's going to be there, and it's going to be not a good experience for him, a very bad experience it could be. And that's the reason why I asked their age. Let's face it, when people think of cauliflower, they go, oh, you got to be kidding me. But this is not like that, is it?
This is not like that. So it took us about 8 months to perfect this recipe and formula. And, you know, it's been taste tested lots and lots of times by my kids before I brought it to market.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I think a lot of times today people make better for you options, which is great to have that kind of choice. Unfortunately, items don't just need to be better for you. They need to taste great, too.
Right.
If it doesn't taste great, what's the point? And kids aren't going to eat it. And if you can't impact kids, really, what are we doing? Because we're not really helping future generations.
Tell us about how this product benefits nonprofit One Son.
Yes. From the very inception of Cully Power, we donate a percentage of sales to help build teaching gardens in underserved schools across the country through One Son. What we're announcing today is the Nominate Your School program, where parents, kids, teachers can nominate their own school to win a free teaching garden and a pizza party and scholarship money. In addition, Cully Power is going to give an additional dollar for every entry that we receive, so that we hope we receive a lot of entries, because nothing makes us happier at Cully Power than giving away a lot of teaching gardens.
Oh, how great that is. Now, where can we go for more information about that for people who are listening or they want to pass it on to their friends?
Yeah, absolutely. So for more information, you can always go to our website, eatcullypower.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or Pinterest at CullyPowered with an ED on the end. And on Instagram, you can use the hashtag CullyPowerYourSchool, and you can nominate that way.
That's cool. You're cool, Gail. I appreciate you doing this.
Well, you're cool too, Ron. Thank you.
I'm going to get into this. I have to go out and get this, especially for who we were talking about earlier.
I'm going to get you some coupons.
Okay, great.
To make sure you do.
And let's have you come back and join us again, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gail. Our guest has been a very unique lady. Gail Becker left the world of corporate and joined the world of cauliflower with Cully Power. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
That caps hour number one of our show for this weekend, but we have another hour to go, so stay where you are. I want to thank Jeff Sotzik from Johnny Carson Productions for joining us. Ray Everham, of course, for the show on Velocity. I love that channel, all about cars. And Gail Becker. Next hour, Anson Williams will be joining us. Of course, you know him as Potsy on Happy Days. He's been doing a lot of directing and other kinds of work in the entertainment business. David McCallum, an excellent actor who starred on so many things, NCIS, Man from U.N.C.L.E., he'll be here. Author Peter Vronsky will be joining us with a book he wrote called Sons of Cain, and Tucker Perkins. And that's all coming up next hour, live with Ron Segi today.